This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. This is interesting. You got to figure that, you know, there are moves and dominoes that fall. And, you know, just as we hit the air, we get news that the Raiders have made a trade. Vegas is sending Devontae Adams to the Jets. And, you know, what they're getting back isn't a king's ransom.
A conditional third rounder that can become a second rounder.
Yep.
Based on performance.
Also news this morning, Diana Rossini, I think, was the first to report that the Jets have given Hassan Reddick, edge rusher, a short window to seek a trade. Okay, interesting. Now, I don't know Reddick personally, Gator, and none of us do. He'd have to have, I would think that if there was any interest, that the Lions would do their homework on every single player, and I think they already do on every single player. But there's a contract holdout, which, you know, I mean, it could just be on principle. I deserve a new contract and I'm standing my ground. But there's also this weird lawsuit with a former business partner off the field. There seemed to be some animosity with the Jets who expected him to report. They did trade for him. Did they trade for him or sign him? He was traded. They traded for him. But this is a double-digit sack guy the last 4 years. So it is something that, as far as the player, he could help. But, you know, I think he'd have to pass the Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell character test, as everybody would. And just because you're holding out doesn't mean you're a bad character guy. Although I do think that Dan Campbell feels like the kind of guy that's sitting out a football game that you're physically healthy to play would almost be an unthinkable sin.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. It just seems like this is the way that they've built the culture here and done things. But at the same time, I think players in the league also respect the player who's going to stand by principle. If he thinks he's worth more than what he's gotten on the market, and then they end up trading him, and they're like, look, I'm not playing until I get a contract. I don't know what you guys aren't understanding. That's why they moved me in the first place. You acquired me. Pay me. I want the deal. And it's not happening. I think some players, there's probably a pretty good percentage of players that would respect that. In hindsight, they'll look back and say, well, yeah, I mean, you just lost yourself tens of millions of dollars, but, you know, good on you for staying true to what you want to believe in. I don't know what kind of character guy he is. I know he's productive as hell on the football field.
Yep. And I know there's going to be a lot of people out there go, who cares what kind of character guy? No. Actually, the Lions care.
The Lions do care, and they're building, but the way I look, Hassan Reddick is, he's an outside linebacker who rushes the quarterback. That's what he is. He's not, it's not Aiden Hutchinson, right? It's a different type of guy. He's 6'1", 240. Yeah. He's not 6'7", and 270, you know? But he gets after the quarterback. Like you said, double-digit sack totals each of the last 4 years. The last 2 years, he was a Pro Bowl player. He had 16 sacks in 2022. He's productive as hell. But here's what's interesting to me. When he was traded by the Eagles to the Jets, you know what the trade was for? It was a conditional 2026 third-round pick that converts to a second-round pick if Reddick plays 67% of the snaps and records 10-plus sacks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's now it's pretty obvious it's just a third-round pick. But that's for Hassan Reddick that had those accolades going into the trade. So extrapolate that trade to whatever edge rusher is out there now.
You almost said it, didn't you?
I almost did. Rod Escher out there? But do the same thing. So if you're interested in Max Crosby, and we all are, we'd love to have Max. You know, Max has big money left on a deal, and that's hard to swallow. So are we talking first round pick, or are we talking conditional third becomes a second based on performance?
For Max Crosby?
Yeah, I'm just asking out loud because this is what Hassan Reddick was literally traded for.
It's so bizarre because I always think that this is the stuff that fans kind of come up with. Just give him a mid-round pick. No, if I'm a Vegas Raider fan, first of all, I'm a little pissed that that's all they got for Davante Adams. Secondly, I think my team is starting a sell-off, and now I'm like, don't give away Max Crosby. But giving away Davante Adams, you got to find out if they give away Max Crosby.
So you're kicking the tires on everything, right? You're talking to the teams, the bottom feeder teams right now, and Vegas is one of them, right? If Vegas is selling out Davante Adams, hey, you interested in sending double X our way? You're talking to Cleveland about Myles Garrett, and he's got a lot of money left on and three more years left on his deal, but he's great. And he'd fit in perfectly. It's another guy like that, right? There's the Reddick stuff, if that's a possibility. We talked about other players, and you know, Trayvon Walker with Jacksonville, and is that a possibility? There are possibilities at edge rusher for this team to go after. And there's a template there that lets you know even the superstar players aren't getting traded for these crazy deals. You know what? They could trade one for those crazy deals. I think when they're younger, when they still have years left on like a rookie contract, then it gets to become, we'll throw in a couple first round picks for this guy.
Well, might have drove the price down for Davante Adams, the amount of money he is owed.
Which is why you're looking at these other guys.
Yeah, but in Crosby's case, I believe there's an out. Didn't we talk about that yesterday? He could be potentially a rental. A lot of moving parts. 248-539-9797. Steve in Rochester Hills, you're on 97.1. Hi, Steve.
Hey, gentlemen. So I'm not. I wish the Minnesota game wasn't this weekend. Obviously, if we could change the schedule, we would. Just because this is a very, very important game. But you got to play the schedule, right, guys? So, but I really think there's going to be a couple of teams out there who would not have thought about approaching Detroit with a player of need that we need now, because there really wasn't that huge of a need at that point in time. And I'm hoping that's the case, because the likelihood of us getting the names that are thrown out, Crosby and that, it's going to be slim. I mean, it's just number one, it doesn't sound like it'd be something that our management will do with Brad and that. But I just don't know if the other teams are willing to do it, because that's a lot to give up, and they'll have to get a ton. And we're just not that type of team to give up a lot of draft capital for something like that.
Well, they haven't been. They've also not been the type of team that is in the brink of being the favorite to win the Super Bowl. And so,
do you think they'll wait, though, Doug? Do you think they'll wait a few weeks to see how the team plays against, and especially with the next three games being Green Bay and Minnesota, and then obviously the Titans? But do you think they'll wait, and maybe that will hurt them in the long run? Because if they look like they're super desperate, then the teams can ask for a ransom, and we almost feel obligated to have to pay it.
Yeah.
And I'm worried that that's going to be the case. I'm almost like, do it. If you're really going to do this, do it now. Get it done. It's the best time to do it. Don't wait till the trade deadline, crap like that. Don't wait till you're desperate.
Yeah, I mean, Steve, I got to let you go because we got Jared Goff coming up. But, yes, if there's ever a time to overpay, if you will, it's now. They're close. They look like the best team in the NFL for, three quarters. Now, that doesn't mean that they are, but there's a lot of evidence that they very well could be. So I understand. I really am in a Brad Holmes we trust kind of place, though. If he decides not to, I'm like,
it's hard not to be. Yep. I mean, why? This roster is completely built by him, with very few exceptions.
Lions quarterback Jared Goff joins us next. 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.